himself is present, let us now adore him and with awe appear before him. God is in his temple, all within keep silence, humbly kneel in deepest the throne surrounding. Holy, 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 hear the hymn ascending, songs of saints and angels blending. Bow your ear to us here. Hear, O Christ, the Church now raises. Fount of every blessing, purify my spirit, trusting only in your merit. Like the holy angels worshiping before you, may I see ceaselessly adore you. Let your will ever still rule your church terrestrial as the host celestial.
The congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness.
You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
O man, how long shall my honor be turned into shame?
How long will you love with vain words and seek after lies?
But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself.
The Lord hears when I call to him.
Be angry and do not sin.
Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent.
Offer right sacrifices.
And put your trust in the Lord.
There are many who say, who will show us some good?
Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord.
You have put more joy in my heart
than they have when their grain and wine abound.
In peace I will both lie down and sleep.
For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray, O God, whose glory is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways,
and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 26, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord, all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. It may be they will listen, and everyone turn from his evil way, that I may relent to the disaster that I intend to do to them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make the city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against the city as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and the city all the words you have heard. Now, therefore, mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon the city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to speak all these words in your ears. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light,
For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation, please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons," while others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor, which he has trusted, and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through a waterless places, seeking rest. And finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
O little flock, fear not the
you.
This morning's sermon thinks about and notes many of the teachings that Jesus gives in that gospel reading from Luke chapter 11. To start, I begin with verse 21 and 22, and reread them. But when a strong man fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when a stronger, one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you use the Luther devotions this week, you'll notice Luther has all kinds of comments on this gospel reading about Jesus' victory over evil and the power of Satan, yet Jesus overcomes Satan. And also looking at this passage, and we need to think a little bit about the reality of the evil one and the defeat of the evil one, I thought of this hymn. I don't know how often we sing it in this congregation, not since I've been here. But I don't know if you noticed in the bulletin, that hymn is hymn 666. That was purposely done by the hymn committee when this hymnal, everybody, 666, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And the hymn committee said, we're going to talk about Jesus defeating the devil on hymn 666. And what that was done specifically. If you want to look at the sermon notes, I'll give you the little answers to fill in if you like. The devil is real. The reality of the evil one. The evil one is not a myth. If anybody would say there's no such thing as Satan or an evil spirit or evil spirits, then okay, go and argue with Jesus about it. He is the one who faced off Satan directly in three temptations in the desert at the beginning of his ministry. He is the one who cast out many demons. He is the one who gave us teachings about the devil. He, as the Son of God, saw Adam and Eve fall in the first sin, in the first lies of Satan. So, as Christians who follow God's word in the Bible, there is no doubt that there is Satan and the evil one. And continuing there in that first point, it's not just supernatural works. You know, there's movies and things like this, and sometimes they're based in a true story about a true possession by the devil, but oftentimes these are just made-up stories, fiction, about this or that. And it's not just about supernatural works. But this is the main thing. The evil one is a rejection of God's goodness. The rejection of goodness, whether that is truth or beauty or the arrangement of God has made us or our relationships to one another. Whatever is good in life, the evil one is against God's goodness. And so the evil one and evil becomes in many forms. Just think, Adam and Eve in the garden, everything is holy and perfect. No bad thoughts, just perfect love and relationship. And how did the devil spoil that and tempt Adam and Eve? Just with lies. Not with a miracle, not with some fantastic, scary thing. Just lies against God's word. Oh, you will not die. God knows this. If you eat of that fruit, you will live and you will become like God. Lies ruin the whole thing. So the forms of evil that tempt us or come against us can be in many ways, can be subtle. Lies can be ways to have us doubt God or to break relationships or to covet things in our minds and hearts. Or violent acts. Many, many different things besides possession and things like that that may happen. In the second point there, the defeat of the evil one focuses on the saving of souls. This is key and crucial. God has mercy on our souls, and that's what he wants us to save. The defeat of the evil one focuses on the saving of souls. Listen to this. The night before Jesus died, as Jesus was talking about how they would betray him, and he's talking to his disciples, Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me." Jesus said to Peter, "Satan has demanded to have you." That's not a myth. That's not a small thing. Satan wanted Peter in hell forever. But Jesus says, "I have prayed for you that he may not sift you, that he may not have you, sift you like wheat." Jesus wants Peter's faith not to fail. He knows Peter is going to deny him three times. But he does not want Peter to completely fall away forever. Jesus' whole concern for Peter is that in the end he would believe, despite sins. In the end, Peter's soul would be saved. And secondly, Peter said, "I prayed for you," or Jesus said, "I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." The second thing is to strengthen one another. That we would not go to hell. That Peter would believe, that we would believe. That is God's number one thing, whatever that takes. And secondly, that we would strengthen one another in the faith. Those two things. A horror movie about Satan and demons and whatever, those things aren't talking about Jesus praying for them, wanting their souls to be saved, and then strengthening one another, which means the Christian life. This is what Jesus is concerned about. Because the Satan is attacking his people left and right, and he wants their faith to remain strong so they get to heaven and that they may strengthen one another. That's the focus of Christ. That's the focus of Jesus for Peter. He did not say, "Peter, you're going to be a victorious, famous, rich guy forever and ever. Amen." No. Peter was rich and was poor and hounded down. And by church history, it's not in the scriptures, but he was hung on a cross upside down and died. And I will say, I correct myself, because Peter, in John, Jesus says to Peter, "They will lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus cares about our souls and that we are saved. And that's what he fights for. We may have certain blessings in life or certain struggles in life. We may have certain challenges, certain good things, certain bad things. But what Jesus' primary thing is to get us into heaven. That's what he cares about. The third point. The victory of Jesus Christ is over sin, death, and the devil. Over and over, this is taught in Scripture. When Jesus died on the cross and rose victoriously, when he said, "It is finished," on the cross, his work to forgive sins was done. His Resurrection is defeating death, and the devil is defeated. If someone would tell us or try to convince us that there is no such thing as a Satan or the demons or evil ones attacking us, then I ask, why did Jesus die? Did he die for nothing because those are all myths anyways? No, he died because these are real. Our sins are real. Death is real. And the devil and the evil demons are real. And he needed to defeat all of them for us so that we might be God's people and live with him forever in heaven. As Christians, we are wary and we are forewarned of the devil and the demons. Well, we should not tamper and play around with stuff that belongs to them because we belong to Christ. I once described, and this table makes it impossible to come out to show you, but to show you, I'm going to come around because I want to show you something. When I taught about Satan, and we taught about Satan and the evil one in Ghana, where people regularly get possessed, and they want to get possessed in their traditional beliefs and things like that, and we talked to the church leaders and the members of the church in Ghana, we know that we don't play around with Satan. You see, what did God say Jesus would do in Genesis chapter 3? That the seed, the descendant of Eve, would step on the Satan's head, right? Step on the Satan's head. And that's what Jesus does. He steps on Satan's head. And Satan and Jesus can keep Satan. That's it. You stay there. You're there. We don't have to be afraid of Satan. He's stepping on his head. However, yet in our time, in our lives, Satan is still yet trying to get followers, trying to get people. So Jesus for us is stepping on Satan's head, and Satan with a foot on his head saying, come here, close. I'm not dangerous. Come here, come here. And he's under Jesus' foot for us Christians. Come here, Christian. It's okay. It's safe. And so if we play around with evil things, it's like putting, oh, it's safe. I can put my finger in his mouth. Jesus protects us. But if we would fool around with Satan, we're putting our finger in the mouth of the snake that does not have to bother us. That does not have to bother us. And since in the area there were poisonous snakes all over the place, it was pretty vivid. But you understand, we are protected. Jesus' foot is on the evil one. But we don't want to have any, and he's going to lie. The evil one will lie to us and try to get us. Or some will say there is no devil, there is no evil one. Don't worry about it. Run away from that person. If any preacher or teacher tells you there is no Satan and no evil one, run away from that person. Because what did Jesus come for? To step on Satan's head, to give us forgiveness and life. He died for us. Let's pray here. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you sent your Son, Jesus, the promised descendant of Eve, who loved all people so much, who even loved Peter, who he knew would deny him, loved Peter to pray for his soul, that his faith would not fail and that he would strengthen his brother. Heavenly Father, also keep us safe. Keep our faith from failing. Keep us steadfast against the evil one with the protection and victory of Jesus. And help us strengthen one another as well, so that all together we may be your children and be in your kingdom forever. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding Keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand. We confess our faith in our Victor and Savior, Jesus Christ, using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and a life for the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Merciful God, you do not change and are always ready to hear our prayer. May our eyes be ever fixed on you, that we would always be ready to receive your forgiveness and help in time of need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of the church, bless and preserve and bless your church on earth. And do not let us fall into the sin of pride and self-confidence. Grant boldness to your ministers as they preach your word to all, especially to those in need of repentance. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you call us to live in purity and holiness. Protect and guide Christian families to love and seek chastity and decency, learning to grow in virtue and all godly living. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
King of kings and judge of the earth, guide the hearts of our nation's leaders and grant them wisdom for the good of those they govern, that your word and church would not be persecuted in our land, but protected and allowed to flourish by your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, we thank you for your daily gifts of family, friends, and neighbors who assist and aid us in all circumstances. We ask you to watch over all who serve us. We remember firefighters, law enforcement, emergency workers, military personnel, chaplains, medical persons, counselors, teachers, food producers, transportation and retail workers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, the strength of the weak, hear our prayers for all who are sick, anxious, lonely, or oppressed in any way. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Sue, Brian, Gary, Keith, Dave, Brad, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. Overcome the devil and his demons, that he would not lead any into despair, and grant your healing and cleansing power to rest upon their bodies and minds. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, you join your word to the bread and wine, and so invite us to eat and drink. Grant that we may hear and keep your word in faith, that we may worthily receive the true body and blood of our Savior in our mouths, and so be given your eternal blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, the mother of your Son was blessed because she heard your word and kept it. Grant that we who hear your word would also treasure it in our hearts and minds, and so receive your eternal blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever.
Amen.
We pray Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen. Amen.
The congregation is invited to continue to stand and sing the first three verses of our first communion hymn.
Lord Jesus Christ, you have prepared this feast for our salvation. It is your body and your blood, and at your invitation, as weary souls with sin oppressed, we come to you for needed rest, for comfort and for pardon. Although you did to heaven ascend, where angel hosts are dwelling, and in your presence they
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Almighty God, at your command, Abraham prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the mountain. Yet in mercy you provided a ram as a substitute. We give you thanks that on Calvary you did not spare your only son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. As we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us, like Abraham our father, to trust in your promise now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
On the same night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the body of Jesus, which is given for you.
Grant us thy peace.
Amen. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, which is shed for you. May this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. May this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table
Remember
of the Lord.
That I
Take
am
eat
not
the
dust,
true body of Jesus given
and
for you.
Let my faith
Take and drink
not
the very blood of Jesus Christ
me.
Shed for the forgiveness of your
your
sins.
Supper
now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ
tears,
strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting.
Me
Depart in peace.
And stills my
We sing the Nunc Dimittis. Please stand.
Lord, now let us now.
pardon this according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.